I was alone in the woods, trying to figure out life, in April of 1974. I had a roommate who had told me about Jesus Christ. He'd say things like, "Do you want to go to a party?" And it would be a Baptist student union party where the gospel was proclaimed. He'd say, "Hey, do you want to go see a movie?" And it was a Billy Graham movie where the gospel was proclaimed. So there I was that day, alone in the woods, trying to get away from him. But the truth is, you can't get away from the Holy Spirit. I didn't have a fancy prayer of salvation. I just said, "Lord, come on in." And he did. He came into my life, and I was born again. And he gave me his Holy Spirit as a promise. In August of 1974, I joined the Navy. What was interesting is that in that time between April and August, the Lord kept telling me to tell people about him. The Lord kept telling me to proclaim him, and I didn't. So in August of 1974, I was in boot camp, sitting at the foot of my bunk right before lights out, reading the Gideon's Bible that had been given to me when I went into boot camp. The lights went out, and it was total silence. And the Lord told me to stand up and pray for my company. I did. I stood up in front of 110 men in the dark and started praying. The company commander started yelling, telling me to shut up. He was big, he was huge, and he could give you every reason to be afraid of him, but I kept praying. And then one of the guys said, "He's praying." And it was absolute quiet. And I continued to pray. No seminary training, no proper training, I just prayed. And it was like the Holy Spirit came into that room, and the men started crying. I finished the prayer, I got up in my bunk, couldn't believe what I had done. And the next morning, they kept approaching me, asking me to keep praying every night for them. So I did. What you need to understand is that between April and August, the Lord kept telling me to tell people about Jesus, and I didn't. I was afraid of what people would think. Today's scripture, Jesus talks about this. He said, "You are those who have stood by me in my trials. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." But Peter said to him, "Lord, with you, I am ready to go to both prison and to death. And Jesus said, I say to you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied me three times that you know me. I can't imagine how many times I denied knowing Christ in that period of months. And I was sifted like wheat during that time. But that night came in boot camp when I stood up and prayed. Faith overcomes fear. There are times that you know the Lord wants you to do something and you don't. And what you're doing is denying that you know Christ. This is a time of your life when you have been sifted. This is a time of your life where faith begins. When God speaks to you, you won't be afraid anymore. You will stand up and let everybody know that you know Jesus Christ. From this day forward, you will not deny him. You will not deny that you know him. And you will see the power, the glory, and the work of the Holy Spirit in you and through you. Because you are God's chosen vessel to proclaim his word and his love for this world. Father, thank you for your child. That even though they didn't like it, you have sifted them. And what's left is faith. So, Father, thank you for faith. Amen.